Thank you and good afternoon. With rain showers and wind gusts expected to continue this week, the National Weather Service issued 3 weather advisories for the North Coast this afternoon. A high surf advisory will be in effect going into this evening, and visitors to local beaches are encouraged to use extreme caution near docks, large rocks, as well as jetties. Waves of up to 24 feet are expected to break along North Coast beaches and could pull those who are not paying attention into the water. A series of storms on Wednesday and Thursday are also expected to bring at least 3 inches of rainfall to Del Norte, Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties. Rapid and huge rises in main rivers are expected, but will remain below the flood stage threshold. The rainfall will also bring flooding to low-lying areas, as well as areas with poor drainage. Drivers are urged to use caution when driving on county roadways due to the wet conditions. Saturday night, officers with the California Highway Patrol Office in Del Norte County responded to the Smith River near Hiuchi after witnesses saw a vehicle leave the roadway off of Highway 199. Responding rescue personnel saw the vehicle's tire while the rest was underwater. Witness statements report the vehicle was headed southbound on 199 when it left the roadway and rolled down an embankment. Officers were unable to locate any occupants while doing an immediate search of the area, and due to the high water level and rushing current in the river, the vehicle could not be recovered. The investigation is ongoing, and as of this afternoon, CHP has been unable to access the vehicle due to the continuing conditions in the Smith River. The owner of the car has been notified, and at this time, the name of the vehicle's occupants are being withheld. Friends and family are searching for 25-year-old Eureka resident Heather Sheltman after a missing persons report was filed last week. Sheltman's last known communication was in mid-November and has not been heard from by family, friends, or her 2 employers. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of Sheltman are asked to contact law enforcement. A Laytonville man was sentenced to 3 years in state prison. Dan Squire has more.
The Mendocino County District Attorney's Office announced that 40-year-old Maurice Vianet will serve more than 3 years in prison after being convicted for the operation of a hash lab and a resultant explosion that destroyed the rental home in which he and his family lived. The incident happened in April of this year at the home in Laytonville. The force of the explosion and the ensuing fire completely destroyed the home, valued at $400,000. And in addition to being convicted for operating the lab, Vianet was also convicted on 2 counts of child endangerment. His 2 daughters slept in a bedroom above the garage where the butane honey oil hash lab was located.
Thank you, Dan. 30 cadets from the College of the Redwoods Police Academy are set to graduate this week. This will be CR's 116th Basic Law Enforcement Academy graduation, which will be held at the CR Theater on the main Eureka campus. The ceremony begins at 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon, and the 117th Basic Law Enforcement Academy class will begin on January 11th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office added 4 new deputies to their law enforcement roster in a swearing-in ceremony that was held earlier this morning. Eureka residents Arthur Johnson and Jordan Checkitz were sworn in as correctional deputies, while Brandon Head and Foy Malindi were sworn in as deputy recruits. The hires were made possible due to funding for Measure Z revenue, and that revenue has been responsible for the Sheriff's Office adding 16 new employees. A meeting will be held on Tuesday by the Board of Supervisors as they discuss the next steps of action in finding a permanent director for Health and Human Services. This comes after Kristen Brinks declined the offer extended by the board last week, opting to remain at her current job in El Dorado County. Brinks was initially chosen to be Humboldt's new director beginning in January, replacing Phil Crandall, who still plans to retire. Congressman Jared Huffman voted for the Every Student Succeeds Act, which was approved in a bipartisan vote. The act will fix issues in the No Child Left Behind law and will maintain civil rights protections for students. The bill will aim to increase education funding over 4 years to address teacher quality, STEM education, amongst other items, and will also enhance environmental education programs for students. The Every Student Act puts states and local school districts back in the driver's seat, said Huffman in a statement, while also ensuring that students with disabilities as well as underperforming children remain prioritized. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.